Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Most animal bites occur in the fingers of the dominant hand, but they can also occur about the head and the neck area. Even if an animal bite does not break the skin, it may cause crushing and a tearing injury to underlying bone, muscles, tendons, ligaments, and even nerves. If the skin is broken, there is an additional possibility of an infection. If you or your child has been bitten by an animal and you notice warmth around the wound, any swelling or a discharge of something like pus, there's a good chance the wound is infected. If the victim was bitten on the hand and they are unable to bend or straighten their fingers, or they lose feelings at the tips of the fingers, they may have suffered damage to the nerves and tendons. A doctor should be contacted and told how the bite was received and to ask what treatment is now needed. The physician will wash the wound area thoroughly and check for signs of nerve or tendon damage. The area may be examined to see if there are signs of any spreading infection. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, where medicine lives. Through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of the state. Visit UAMSHealth.com.